This winter is one of the strangest in memory. For much of the season, the mountain peaks in the West were bare, while Florida had snow flurries. The multi-billion dollar winter sports industry knows that warm winters are no longer one-offs, and they're struggling to stay open despite global warming. Jamie Geary of Boise State Public Radio visited one ski resort that's using blankets not to keep the cold out, but in.
In olden days, like just a few years ago, if a ski area didn't have snow, it just made some. But in many mountain areas, it has been so warm that snowmaking machines can't make snow. Resorts are seeing the writing in the snow, or rather the lack of it. Several at lower elevations have had to close. The Bogus Basin Recreation Area, a short drive from Boise, feared this would happen to them. So last year, when temperatures were still below freezing, they hatched a plan. First, they needed snow, says Nate Shake, Basin's operations director, and a whole lot of it.
I talked to the snowmakers, and I was like, just start making snow up there. And we picked a spot. We called it Project X. We just made a giant pile of snow.
They covered the snow, the size of a football field, with insulation to keep it from melting over the summer. These were blankets made by Snow Secure, a company in Finland, where resorts have used them for several years.
It comes in 8-foot panels that interlink together with Velcro and straps. And so you start on the uphill side of the pile and work your way down.
That is Rob Harms, Basin's slopes manager. Once the unfolded polystyrene panels cover the snow, he says, it's wrapped in white plastic that reflects the sun. On many days, last summer's temperatures reached well into the 70s. But when the staff uncovered the pile last October, 80% of the snow was still there, densely packed but usable.
So we were able to spread the snow out. Just think of like frosting on a cake, making everything even and smooth and building, you know, peaks and valleys wherever you want them.
Bogus Basin opened their first small ski hill with the stored snow before there was any natural snowfall. But what does preserving all that snow cost? Austin Smith, Bogus Basin's innovation director, says their first kit was about $120,000. It's not cheap, he says, but it is less expensive than the other option, storing vast amounts of water needed to run their snowmaking machines.
We were estimating somewhere between, you know, $6 and $7 million to build another retention pond.
Smith considers the blankets to be an insurance policy.
It is a bit of weatherproofing to protect against a season like this season, where not only did we have a lackluster natural snowfall, we actually had warm temperatures that didn't allow for snowmaking.
Antti Lauslahti is the CEO of Snow Secure, the company that makes the blankets. He says the polystyrene panels aren't intended to replace snowmaking or freshly fallen snow.
It's not like a curiosity. It's like a one tool in a toolbox in the future.
Smith, the innovation director, says they are spending $600,000 to buy more blankets for the next season. If it comes down to it, he wants to open an entire ski trail from top to bottom on time by Thanksgiving, even if it means doing it without a single snowflake falling from the sky. For NPR News, I'm Jamie Geary in Bogus Basin, Idaho.